You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired January 22, 2025. As daytime temperatures dip below minus 20 degrees Celsius this week in Waterloo Region, anti-poverty advocates continued sounding the alarm and demanding action from municipal governments to open more indoor space for homeless community members. In response, the region teamed with local service provider Thresholds Homes to open a new 20-person emergency overnight shelter in Kitchener. A second emergency overnight shelter operated by Porchlight Counseling and Addiction Services will open early next week in Cambridge. With the highest ever homeless population in the region and the continuation of cold winter weather, advocates say the municipal actions are a good start, but still an inadequate response to the scale of the emergency. This show features interviews with anti-poverty and housing advocate Regan Sunshine Brousset and Councillor Jim Erb of the Waterloo Regional Government. Brousset discusses the human rights approach to housing, which the region government defined in the 2024 plan to end chronic homelessness, and offers her thoughts on how to address the extreme cold this winter. Councillor Erb says the regional government and staff are working diligently to address the extreme cold and establish the partnerships needed to deliver services to everyone in need. Erb also responds to ideas advocates have brought forward, such as using Grand River Transit's bus fleet or regional properties for emergency warming sites. We start with anti-poverty and housing advocate Regan Sunshine Brousset.
My name is Regan Sunshine Brousset. I'm an anti-poverty and housing advocate in Waterloo Region, and I run the website My Mother Name Is Sunshine, as well as advocating alongside the members of the Unsheltered Campaign.
Extreme cold comes in winter. It's extremely cold this week. It's going to be extremely cold throughout, you know, other weeks, other days this winter. What do you want to see done regarding extreme cold and the region and the cities? Like, what are some of the solutions to keep people from being injured and dying due to the extreme cold?
Well, it's definitely a multifaceted topic with many moving pieces. I think at the center of this, we got to be relying on a human rights approach because, well, we can always do better than these bare minimums. We should never be doing worse than these basic requirements. So to me, that means assuring the basic needs are met, providing for things like water and food and warmth. In this situation of weather that we're facing, warmth is crucial. At this point in time, I don't know that there's much else we can do aside from initiating emergency responses, opening up public infrastructure, and providing spaces and the personnel needed to operate those public infrastructures on an emergency and temporary basis until we find the service providers needed to supply for this need.
Now we bring in Councillor Erb.
Jim Erb, I represent the City of Waterloo on Council at the Region of Waterloo.
Now, ahead of the extreme cold that's happening this week, the region has taken some steps to provide more indoor space, such as the opening of the Lawrence Ave Overnight Warming Center. However, that space is only for 20 people and is only available overnight. As we get into the negative 20s this week during the day, are there plans to open more emergency shelter space?
Well, we have currently have two regional facilities that are open during the day at 150 Frederick Street in Kitchener and 150 Main Street in Cambridge, where people can go in and warm during the day. So those two spaces have been made available. The one on Lawrence is open overnight, as you suggested, and we're in the process of opening another at Wesley United Church on Grand Avenue in Cambridge. And hopefully that one will be opened up within the next 5 to 7 days. The space on Lawrence Avenue, which is being operated by Thresholds, they're looking at the possibility of perhaps extending the hours and also increasing the number of people that they can serve. So we're working at it diligently to try and find as many spaces as we can. The report that we get from staff on a weekly basis showing the capacity in our shelter system of about the 10 locations that they listed, only one of them was at 100%. So there's been a few spaces in most of the shelters that are indoors overnight for the past week. Now, I'm not sure if that'll continue for this week.
Some advocates I've spoken to have called for more adaptive plans to deal with this cold weather during the day and taking shelter to where the people who need it are. Is the region considering using any of like Grand River Transit buses as emergency shelters during this extreme cold?
That's been tried in other municipalities with very, very limited success. In fact, challenges with numbers of people who are dealing with various issues such as addictions, mental health, being close to one another in a small space, sometimes with pets. It's something that's been tried in a number of municipalities in southwestern Ontario. I know our staff have talked to the staff in those other municipalities, and it's something that we're currently not considering.
What about some of the regional buildings, the overnight space when it's not being used? Is that in consideration, such as, you know, the regional building itself on Frederick?
Putting people into spaces for overnight puts in a whole new need for support staff to be there, for public health to become involved, for mattresses. And so it's not a simple matter of opening up a space overnight. There's all sorts of other things that have to happen. And again, who's going to operate it? Like, it's not the security guards that are there cannot do it. We need a willing community partner that would be prepared to be there overnight and operate it. And that's part of the dilemma.
Now, Regan Sunshine Brousset responds to Councillor Erb and offers some solutions on the issue. I was speaking earlier with Councillor Jim Erb, who says the money is there. What they need is partners to do the work. Could you respond to that at all?
Well, I realize that typically our region operates as a service manager, not a service provider. In recent past, region has stepped up and taken on certain small portions of provider role, in as much as, you know, hiring outreach staff of their own, if you will. Yes, the ultimate goal and, you know, best approach is to assure that these services and spaces are provided by the individuals who, you know, are the backbone of these supports and, you know, the service providers that do this and know how to operate them. But at the same time, we don't have that right now. We are beyond capacity in trying to handle the volume of support needed right now. So as far as I'm concerned, that makes this an emergency. And the region needs to step up and intervene and mitigate the potential risks and harms that may come to these citizens by offering the support themselves until we can find a better way.
You mentioned earlier public spaces. What public spaces could be opened up for this emergency?
I heard today that Guelph has taken a step forward, if you will, in terms of opening access to their city hall as a warming space for people throughout the night over the next few days. And I mean, I want to commend that right off the bat. That's exactly what I'm asking for here. And if we can't use our public buildings, such as city halls or regional facilities, another option is, of course, buses can be used not only as a mobile concept, but could also be used as fixed placed locations where we have gaps in services and easily and quickly integrated and initiated to provide immediate support. Why aren't we?
I asked the question of buses to Councillor Erb, and he mentioned that other municipalities have tried buses, but with limited success. How do you respond to that? Because it doesn't seem like they're looking to do that.
Well, right now we're having an even more limited level of success. In fact, we have nothing aside from two locations able to fulfill a gap of approximately 20 to 30 people each, one in Cambridge and one in Kitchener. So respectfully, if nobody has anything better as an idea, limited success doesn't mean unsuccessful. And the versatility of a bus in providing services is massive. Given that these can operate as both fixed site or mobile locations and be adapted to suit our needs, we can create our own success. It's up to us whether we want to or not.
The two warming centers that have opened up have you know, capacity for 20 to 30 people each. What is the need right now in Waterloo Region for emergency shelter?
Well, I think it's important to differentiate here that the two locations we're speaking to are not providing emergency shelter. They're providing warming space. So these aren't locations that are structured, to help people, get a good night's rest and, recoup and feel solid the next day. There are places for people to access in moment of urgency and to, get warm and however long they need to stay there, of course.
Now, we've been focusing mostly on the region, the regional government. What role do the cities have to play here?
Going right back to the emergency response plans, because within these, it offers a level of cohesion within our municipality between the cities and the region. And while homelessness itself is not something that's able to necessarily be within the criteria there indicated as an emergency, those policies include weather responses. And when the weather responses are of smaller scale need, it falls at the responsibility of the cities. If the cities feel that it's beyond their capabilities to provide for, it gets escalated to the region. So in that sense, to me, if we remove the fact that we are speaking about people without a home in this conversation, and we focus solely on that we have residents within our community who are at risk from the weather, then two, the responsibility to act lays upon our cities. And should they not feel able to respond, it is their responsibility to upscale it to the region and to ask and seek their assistance.
Finally, we go back to Waterloo Region Councillor Jim Erb to discuss systemic challenges to addressing extreme cold emergencies and homelessness generally. Well, the extreme cold, it's certainly an emergency for those experiencing it without proper indoor space. It's not really a surprise. Every year there's a rush to deal with this emergency when it gets cold enough, yet there are even more homeless folks on the street in need of shelter. Housing starts are at a 35-year low in the region, homelessness at an all-time high. So are there systemic changes the region is working on to bring down the number of folks who do not have safe, secure, and warm space to live?
What we're trying to do is create strategic partnerships with organizations in the community like Thresholds, Porch Light, the Working Center, House of Friendship, Ray of Hope, all of these agencies that just do incredible work supporting our most vulnerable. Limited funding from the provincial government is a challenge. We only have the tax base, which we can use to raise revenue. In our plan to end chronic homelessness for 2025, there was a significant amount of money dedicated to increased warming spaces overnight for people. And you'll see that happening now with Threshold and with Porch Light. We have money in the budget to do it. What we need to find are community organizations who are prepared to partner with us and places where we can house these people. So the region are willing partners, and what we need to do is find the willing community partners and people who have spaces that we can use to put them in.
I then asked Councillor Erb for his opinion about the letter written and signed by a group of mayors in Ontario, a group which included Mayor Jan Leggett, which called for the province to allow the use of police to destroy tent cities and other camps that folks who are otherwise unhoused live in. Such action would likely violate the charter rights of those targeted by police, so Ford would have to use the notwithstanding clause to discard the charter right. While Ford has not agreed to use that power, he has proposed tying in future funding for services with clearing out tent cities. Erb addressed these issues and added a final thought on how to move forward in the short term.
I personally was very, very disappointed in that initiative that municipal politicians would seek that way to do that. The people who they're trying to move have no other place to go. And so I think what we need to do is continue to lobby the provincial government that they not give us ability to evict people, but give us funding that we can create more housing to put these people in. So these strong mayor powers and the ability to evict people that the provincial premier and some mayors are prepared to use is the wrong way to do it. We can't punish people for the circumstances that they're in. No, I think the most important thing to remember, Dan, is we have money in the budget to try and work at what we're doing with these overnight warming centers. What we need to do is find organizations like Thresholds and Porchlight who are prepared to partner with the region and then find spaces where we can do it. It's not that we're not prepared to do it. We just have to have the space and the partners to do it.
That was Councillor Jim Erb of the Waterloo Region Government. And before that, anti-poverty and housing advocate Regan Sunshine Brousset. For more information on the regional response to the extreme cold, visit regionofwaterloo.ca and search for extreme cold. To access the anti-poverty and housing resources Brousset has created and collected, visit mymothernamedmesunshine.ca. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.